Hi, you're welcome to the Listening Podcast, and my name is Amaka Grace Sakwere. This is a podcast where I do conversations, I tell stories, and sometimes I do some of my poetry here. Today I'd like to share a lesson with you all. I learned this lesson in life for some time now. I've realized it, and then later on when I watched a movie, it just cemented the lesson for me. So first of all, I'd like to ask, have you all seen the movie The Greatest Showman, where Hugh Jackman was the actor? Okay, so if you haven't seen it, it's a movie that I really loved, I really enjoyed, and I'd recommend that you go and watch it, not because I loved or enjoyed it, but because there's a lot of lesson that we can learn from it. One of the lessons I'd like to share is the same lesson I mentioned I have learned recently, and that is, sometimes and most times, those mountains that we want to climb and those heights that we want to conquer, those goals that we want to pursue and achieve, those heights that we want to attain, they are never enough. No amount of money could be enough. No amount of fame could be enough. So I watched the movie, and in that movie, Hugh Jackman, from a little boy, when he was a little boy, he was from a humble background. He was poor, like he was poor. He was a pauper. He did not have anything. He grew up like I think he worked with a tailor, a man who was a tailor. And then along the line, growing up, he got married to a girl from a rich family, but he was still poor. So, you know, the father-in-law still saw him like a poor person and didn't believe in him. But he was determined to become someone and, you know, just become someone great in life. And this led him to start a circus show. And as he started the circus show, he started to become influential in society. People started coming to the show. People were paying to come and watch his circus shows. He started getting money, you know, and he was getting money. He was getting respected and celebrated in society. It was attracting the attention of the rich from all around the world. And, you know, I mean, hey, this is happening for him. He was happy with that, you know, with all that was happening. So to cut the long story short, there came a time where he met a lady who was like a singing sensation, and he decided to also invest in her by taking her around the world, organizing, you know, shows for her. And, you know, hey, he was also getting the accolades for this as well. So it made him become someone reputable in society, unlike who he was growing up. So, you know, he was already conquering that past image that he had of himself. But there came a time when all of these things began to swallow him up. And, you know, he started to forget the days of his humble beginnings. He started to forget his wife that loved him so much, his children that needed him to be around from time to time, because he started going on long road trips and he was hardly around. And this even led him to infidelity in the marriage. But hey, wasn't he becoming the man of his dreams? Yes, he was. But look at what happened. So at the end of the day, he started to retrace his steps. He started to realize that he is getting it wrong, because it started to cost him his marriage, his relationship with his children, and even his relationship with the people who helped him to start the circus shows. So what I'd like us to look at here is that sometimes, because of the kind of past that we've had and because of the things that we have seen, where we have come from, we do not want it to be, you know, our future. And then out of fear, we are pursuing, out of fear, we want to achieve, we want to conquer. those mountains and those heights we're trying to conquer or climb, they would never just be enough. Because you're pursuing and you're trying to get and you're trying to conquer, at the end of the day, you realize what you should have actually just conquered is perhaps yourself and your fear. There's a song that the lady sang in that movie, and it goes like this. All the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky, will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it will never be enough, never be enough for me. Never, never. I'd like to stop there. But if you listen to the lyrics, it says, all the shine of a thousand spotlights and all the stars we steal from the night sky, it would never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it would never be enough. It would just never be enough because you'd want to conquer and conquer. You'd want to have it all. So I'd like for us to stop and consider, you know, ask ourselves, what is driving us? What is pushing us to achieve, to conquer those heights? What is driving us to those conquests? Is it fear? Is it greed? Is it jealousy because someone else is succeeding? So you want to succeed more than that person. You want to get more awards than the other person. No matter if it is any of these things, it will just never be enough what you get. What will be enough for you is love, is peace, is contentment, loving yourself, loving those around you, those that love you, being content with what you have and the things that you've been able to achieve, and then having peace as you're doing it too. Because when you don't have peace and you're trying to go after all these things, you are getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. God cannot give us a gift and then put a storm in our hearts or in our minds with it. I'll say that again. God cannot give us a gift and then put, you know, like a storm, a troubled mind with those gifts. No. So you have to just check it. You have to just check it. Okay? There are some things that are not what worth fighting for, pursuing, conquering. The things that we need to conquer most times are just within us. Our fears, our insecurities. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that this lesson has been helpful. I hope that this lesson comes in handy to you today, from today. So till I come your way next time, take care of you and try to be true to yourself. Bye for now.